Back now with Day to Day.
Texas A&M, a traditional football power, is making a run in the NCAA basketball tournament this year. The Aggies are in the Sweet 16, facing off against Memphis tonight in San Antonio. Marlon Pompey, a 6'8", 225-pound forward, has come off the bench to contribute to both Aggie victories in the Big Dance. The fact that Pompey was born in Trinidad, where he faced significant obstacles growing up, makes living this basketball dream even sweeter. He joins us now, fresh off the practice court in College Station. Welcome, Marlon.
Thank you.
You know, I saw your coach quoted as saying that he thinks your willingness to work hard and do the tough things on the court that are required have a lot to do with your background in Trinidad. Tell us a little bit about growing up there.
Trinidad is a great place. You learn a lot from there. It's a third world country. It teaches you toughness, and everything's handed to you, and then you got to fight for whatever you want after that. And it's something that it's a place where you got to grow up real fast, faster than you normally supposed to.
Your mother left Trinidad for Canada at the time when you were 5 years old, I believe, and you stayed with your dad, who you found out was dealing drugs eventually. Tell us what that was like when you were growing up.
I've never really seen him dealt any drugs. I've never really, you know, it's always you assume because of you hear whatever people say about him. And, you know, he did the best he could. He wasn't there a lot. I don't know why. You know, maybe it's the position he was in. But, you know, we lived in a big house, so everyone was there. So him being absent wasn't that much effective, but it wasn't, you know, really the father figure there.
Mm-hmm. Your mom came back to get you and your sister when you were 11 and brought you to Canada. A big change for you.
Yes, sir. It was an eye-opener. It was something you realize that, you know, your life ain't really over. You don't have to really grow up that fast. You can still be a teenager and enjoy your life as a kid.
But she wasn't able to bring your brother Marvin.
No, sir. She applied for all of us, and he got denied.
It must have been very difficult.
Yeah, it was.
Tell us why that happened. I mean, what's the reason they gave for not allowing your brother to come in?
I think his physical state requires a lot more attention from the government and through the Canadian system. That financially it would be a burden on the Canadian government to support one that's not theirs, basically.
He had some health problems or some mental illness problems?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he was born mentally ill, and it wasn't diagnosed, so we don't know exactly what's wrong with him. We didn't have enough money to get the good enough doctors to tell us exactly what's wrong and what needs to be done. So,
you're continuing to try to bring your brother to Canada?
Yes, sir.
Brother
yes.
Marvin?
Yeah, we try. Every time papers come back tonight, we try.
I read that you feel your college education is important in that effort.
It's not only better than me, but at least give me enough power to say I'm somebody and you're not going to keep on pushing my papers away. You're going to look at it. I'm a Canadian citizen. I'm one of your nine. There's something you're going to do about it.
Well, Marlon Pompey, thanks very much.
Thank you. I'll say hi to my two brothers in Los Angeles, Sion and Stefan. Hope you're all here in this living South Central Los Angeles.
All right. And good luck to you and your family, and good luck to the Texas A&M Aggies tonight
all right.
against Memphis.
Thank you.